We return to the mitzvah of the week in memory of my mother-in-law, Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim. Parshas Ki Tzetze has an incredible 74 mitzvahs. Kamat every pasuk has a separate mitzvah. And that's 12% of the mitzvahs of the entire Torah, which is truly staggering how they could all be in such a close proximity to each other. At the end of the parsha, we talk about Amalek, and there's three separate mitzvahs that come from remembering Amalek, and one of them is we can never forget Amalek. We can't forget what they did when we left Mitzrayim, and we have to all. And the Minchas Chinuch brings down that this applies both to men and women, and we have to always remember to hate Amalek, which nowadays is not the easiest thing in the world because as Jews, we don't want to hate people. Sometimes, unfortunately, we extend this to certainly people that aren't Amalek. But what makes it so challenging is we don't really know who Amalek is. If we knew, okay, this person's Amalek, okay, it'd be very easy. I got to hate that person. But we don't know for sure who that person is. And I think the idea behind this mitzvah is to really, it's twofold. Number one, to take it to the other side, you know, Jews should not hate other Jews. We are brothers. We are certainly not Amalek. We shouldn't hate, you know, even some people, unfortunately, their direct blood, that they can't be in the same room with them, which is just such a chaval, and it should never get to that point. And to also bear in mind that there are those that we have to know who our friends, we have to know who our enemies are, and there are those people who clearly don't care for us, clearly don't like us. And we don't have the viewers of, oh, I'm such a terrible person because I don't like that person. No, that person wants to destroy us. They want to destroy the Jews. They want to put suffering into us. Yes, yeah, it's a Jewish God, the mitzvah Toraisa. And, you know, and certainly assume that they are a Amalek, but a mitzvah Toraisa to not care for them. And in fact, to even try to destroy them. Now, of course, we can't take that into our own hands nowadays because we don't know for sure and there will be ramifications. But it's just an important yisod to always keep in the front and back of our minds that not everybody are our friends, and we have those that are not our friends that we do not have an obligation to love and to care for, and as is Hashem, to take the opposite of that, to really, really focus hard, because we may not know who Amalek is, but we certainly know who the Yehudim and who our family is, and to try to only have love for all those that are close to us. Have a wonderful day.